This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
All right, I'm moving quick here to get to all the calls in the next 15 minutes. With Bill, the retired police officer, Matt, Sean, Paul, Jim, Steve, and Kelly. Amazing. We should do whole shows just taking calls from people. Talking about what happened, and I miss what the caller said. Ralph from Tennessee, his father died after taking the Moderna vaccine. The crew went back and listened to that. Just heart-wrenching stuff. Okay, let's go to the next caller. Let's talk to Matthew and then Paul. Matthew in Texas, thanks for calling. ER tech, medical worker, your view. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. Alex, it's an honor to talk to you. 10-year listener, first-time caller. Yeah, I'm an ER technician, and I have a degree in human biology, also a pre-med student, and I'm a National Guardsman that just got back from D.C. Working in the hospital again, and I wanted to talk to you about just crazy things I'm seeing, the lies that they're blatantly telling us, and more importantly, there's 200-plus soldiers at Fort Campbell, Kentucky right now that are being punished. They're being threatened. They're not being allowed to go home and see their families because they're refusing to take the vaccine. And they begged me last night to call you and tell you about this, to give you the details on that.
Well, please, sir, tell us about the Fort Campbell, Kentucky thing first, and then tell us about what you're witnessing.
Okay, so my brother is active duty in the Army. Like I said, I'm also a National Guardsman. But right now, they're saying it's optional to take the vaccine, but by July, they're going to make it mandatory. And if they don't take it right now, though, even though it's optional, they're not being allowed to leave 25 miles from the base. If they live 26 miles, they can't go home and see their family. My brother's not allowed to go to work. He is forced every day. They send him into rooms with high-ranking officers, with first sergeant, sergeant majors that grill them, ask them why they're not going to take it, and say, hey, well, if you don't take it now, when July comes, if you don't take it, everyone that doesn't take it's being busted down to a private. You're going to have to forfeit pay. We're going to give you Article 15. You're going to have extra duty. You're going to be on restriction. And so right now there's guys having to live in the COVID barracks with supposedly sick soldiers. I'm yet to see
it. And again, whatever they're doing, the troops is us next. Just they want to get all the sheep to take it first. So when sheep still get sick, they'll say, those of us that didn't take it, it's our fault. And so the military is a beta test. We got to stand with them. This is an experimental vaccine. Just like the anthrax shots got suspended, we need Congress to take action. Please continue.
And that's exactly what they're telling them. They're questioning these soldiers, saying, well, why don't you want to take it? And they're saying, well, because it's experimental. We know that they're using fetal tissue in it, and that's against our religion. They're saying they don't care. Because at the same time, they're going after extremism, supposedly, which now is extreme to be a Christian. They're going after...
Oh, yeah, CNN says not wanting to take the shot is another sign of white supremacism. This is totally insane. Hey, but don't worry. Hank Aaron and Marvel's Marvin Hagler, they're not white supremacists. They're dead.
So they're trying to give them the Pfizer vaccine, and we have over 200 just at Fort Campbell with 3rd Brigade that are saying they don't want to take it.
Well, let me tell you what the officers do. They all fake shot. They shoot it out on the wall. They shoot it in a trash can. I can tell you all the medical doctors I know, none of them take it. Hardly any of them do it.
And then also another thing that is not COVID-related, but he was saying that they're also starting to try to implement an ammo restriction on soldiers, that their personal owned firearms, they're not allowed to own over a certain amount of ammo, or else they're going to be in trouble with the MPs for extremism as well. But that's a little off topic.
They're absolutely trying to purge our military and put globalists in. Well, is this having the opposite effect? I mean, do the military people realize this is a globalist takeover?
They do, especially in the combat arms side. I don't know a single infantry soldier that isn't aware of what's going on, that doesn't listen to you and listen to others. Pretty much my entire unit is getting out of the Army in the next year because they don't want to deal with this. Like I said, I just got back from D.C. as well, and all of us were just sticking to be there. The FBI would go through our hotel rooms as soon as we walked out to go out on the streets and patrol. We were being stepped over by the congressmen and just treated like...
Well, yeah, this is a foreign takeover. This is a foreign takeover. This is...
Oh, and we're pretty much feeling like a lot of the very high up ranking people are not working for our country at this point. And I think a lot of us are just at the point that we're wanting to get out.
Now, and I understand if I was you, I'd probably get out. But you understand then this is meant to get you out. Then they'll have pure communists in. But I guess that's okay. That'll get the battle lines drawn.
Yeah.
Don't hang up. I know I said I wouldn't go along with the caller, but I want to hear you briefly say what you're seeing as an EMT or an ER with the vaccines. We'll get to all these other amazing callers straight ahead. Back in 60 seconds.
Jones here with the new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all these are selling out except for Brainforce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the VasoBeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emirates Essentials, essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emirates Essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months. But despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
Well, the big takeaway from the caller, Matthew in Texas, is the Pentagon has told the troops at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, that in July the vaccines will become mandatory. They're not letting them basically go see their families or go further than 25 miles off base if they don't submit. That's already happening at colleges where you can't leave the college for a semester if you haven't had the vaccine. It's all prison training for the forced inoculation, for the illegal medical experimentation, with the tracking systems and the world ID, the Communist Chinese Social Credit Score, and the purge of our military. But he's also not just a National Guardsman that just got back from D.C. Matthew was talking about being an ER tech and what he's witnessing with these deadly gene therapies. What are you seeing?
Well, so first off, early on in the middle of COVID, I was blatantly seen in the hospital by about the cause of death for multiple patients. I had a patient who was a repeat patient that would come in all the time who was in liver failure. They died later. You know, we went to just look at the chart and say, I wonder what happened to them when they went to the ICU. And then it said cause of death was COVID. And the business department was the one changing these deaths because they wanted to get the money from the CARES Act grant for all the people that died. I know people that are getting the vaccine. There's some that have had no effect. We've had a lot of nurses and a lot of doctors that are out sick. We had a cardiologist who was out for over a week, sick as all heck, and had to cancel weeks worth of surgeries. They're still trying to cancel surgeries because some of the doctors that are, you know, deep into the conditioning are saying, hey, it's too dangerous to even let a person come into the hospital now. They're going to get COVID and die if they come here to even get a surgery in our safe environment. Like the last caller said, that was a nurse. I'm yet to see a person who's actually even sick of COVID itself, though. We had a COVID floor that was full of COVID positive people. None of them seemed like they had anything worse than a typical flu or a bad cold. I've had patients. I had a patient last night come in who's 25. She had just got over COVID. And I said, well, were you sick when you had it, or was it kind of like a cold or the flu? She said, yeah, it was just like a cold. But now that she's received the vaccine, she's having symptoms of meningitis. Since they've lowered the threshold on the tests of what qualifies as a positive, we've now gone from 97 patients in the hospital that were COVID positive to only 20, which is really curious if that happens after Biden comes into office.
That's right. As technocrats, right, they can turn the level up and turn it down whenever they want. I know you've got a lot of other great points to make. We got to jump to the next person. God bless you. We're probably just going to open the phones up again for the whole week to people like you because people need to hear the real world, and this reality will end the gaslighting. But I got to get to everybody because everybody's holding. Thank you, sir. God bless you. I want to say hi to all the folks at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, there at the Night Stalkers. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go to Kelly in Arizona. Friend is a firefighter, firefighter union, most refusing. That's in the news. That's good news. Kelly, give us your take on that.
Well, a good friend of mine, he works for one of the smaller departments just outside of Greater Phoenix. They had a union meeting to get them all to come in to vaccinate. And there's a little over 700 in that union. Only seven of them took that vaccine in the fire department.
Well, they're going to keep trying to push it on people. The answer is don't just refuse it. Warn everybody you know. Do you agree with me? All right, we lost that caller. Retired police sergeant in Arizona wants to talk about the policies. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Mr. Jones. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I've been listening for a little bit over a year now. Anyway, I don't want to waste time patronizing you. I could go on for hours, sir. Anyway, I'm a Christian man. I was in law enforcement for 23 years, and we actually moved from Arizona to Texas and found a great house, big pool, everything. You know, really thought that we were getting out of all this, and this governor that runs that state, my heart is just broke. We're actually playing.
Yeah, Abbott just came out and said they're going to shut down Gab. That's how he's going to. He called it white supremacist. Even if it was white supremacist, it has a right to exist, but it's not. It's the opposite of that. It's absolutely outrageous. Our governor is a dirtbag.
This guy is compromised by China. I don't know if anyone's seen the John Fredericks report. He had a report of 29 governors who were compromised by China, who have accepted money, tourism, blah, blah, blah. Our own Governor Abbott is on there. I'm moving back to Arizona because of this man. Not that Ducey's any better, but I found myself a great county to live in that's very red, and I feel safe there. And that's what
Listen, I love Texas, but it is Texans better wake up to how much trouble we're in. And it's only the cities that are run by Democrats. But, the governor's a piece of work. What's your take on the vaccine policies?
I'm not taking it. And the real reason that I called, Alex, is I have a son that's he's a baseball player in college. He's a D1 athlete, only a freshman. And I'm scared to death that they're going to make these kids, these athletes that don't need nothing. He's already had COVID.
And they got to organize now ahead of it. He's got to organize ahead of it, create a union, be nice to the coaches, but say, hey, talk about the deaths, educate people now so there's resistance ahead of it. Don't wait till they move against them.
Alex, we're talking about Division I athletes. We cannot get these kids injected with something that they don't need. And I'm afraid they're going to do this by getting them with this vaccine passport. They're going to make them fly. They're going to, to travel to San Francisco.
Exactly. There's always going to be loopholes because the globalists aren't going to be taking it. I got to jump. Great points. That's a whole other debate. Thank you. Okay, up next here. I'm just moving fast. Get everybody in here. That would be Paul in Texas. Father took the vaccine, hospitalized after. Tell us about that, Paul.
Hi, Alex. Long-time listener, first-time caller. My dad took the vaccine about a week ago. He collapsed and was rushed to the hospital. That's the only thing we can link it to is a vaccine.
Did you know which type he took?
No, I don't. That's one thing. Everyone tried to find my sister's a VA nurse, and she called him and spoke with him on the phone for hours about not taking this thing. She says that all the doctors up there and all the nurses where she works in Texas aren't touching it. They don't like any of them. So,
well, that's exactly so a VA nurse called your father and said, don't take it.
Yeah, my sister. My stepsister.
And he wouldn't listen to his own daughter.
No, my dad's retired military. He's hard-headed. Bless his heart. He's very physically fit.
Exactly. He sees it as I'm a warrior. I'm going to help other people because he's told he better do it. So he does it. They're manipulating. You see how they had Princeton and Yale did a year of study how to brainwash people. Did you know that on this vaccine?
No, I did not. I did not know that.
Sorry, go ahead. So tell me what happened to your dad. How is he now?
Well, I went to the hospital. I prayed over him, and I experienced a miracle. I know this sounds weird, but his eyes opened, and he looked at me. And a few days later, he came out of it. He's talking now. He seems to be all there.
Okay, but listen, if it's an mRNA, he cannot take the second shot. It'll kill him better than a hammer.
Okay, I'll be sure and tell him. Thank you so much, Alex.
Because listen, if the first shot hit him that hard, he's dead on the second one.
Goodness, okay. I need to make sure that she was talking about it's been so chaotic around here.
Well, let me tell you what else you do. You go to the place they did it. You say, I'm going to hold you responsible legally. They may say they have liability protection, but this is manslaughter.
Okay.
God bless you, Paul. We appreciate your call. Good God, I could take hundreds of these calls. Where are all the people that love it? You're not hearing a one, are you? His sister's a VA nurse. Called the dad, said don't take it. He still did it. Because he's a man. God Almighty, help us. Oh, boy, I'm getting really angry now. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in South Carolina. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex, for taking my call. Thing with the vaccine here, my wife, she's taken both of the Pfizer shots.
Jeez.
I refuse to take any of it. And her daughter pushed her into doing this because she said it's the right thing to do. And I begged her not to take it, And then all the peer pressure from her friends, well, we're taking it, we're taking it. And, you know, I can see it's affecting her already.
What has it done to her, sir?
Well, she kind of has had a little, I don't even want to say dementia, but she, you know, we're both getting up in age.
It causes brain fog. It causes the beginning, yeah, it causes a protein bloom in the brain. Must have been the mRNA. Do you know what she took?
Yeah, she took the Pfizer vaccine, and when I seen the when you interviewed Dr. Tenpenny, I said, "Oh my God, it's going to be pack her frontal lobe, and it's going to destroy her."
Well, there are. I'm not a medical doctor, but I'm going to have Tenpenny on and others talk about. There are detoxes, there are anti-inflammation things. A lot of times, simple Benadryl, but the doctors won't tell you that. Or I'm not giving medical advice, but oral steroids, a steroid shot from the doctor. You'll have to go in and say, oh, I got an allergy. Give me a steroid shot. That could really help her because it's an autoimmune response a lot of times. And I'm not a doctor. I know what they say is going on, though, because the brain fog is a swelling of the brain a lot of times and a bloom of protein. But a lot of times if you reverse the inflammation, it can help. I'm out of time. God bless you. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In the last week, embroiled with the Pentagon investigating him and speaking out against him for daring to question putting pregnant women in combat and giving them maternity suits for the fighter pilots and having the military wear red high heels and to have, you know, I guess put the transgender people in Delta Force or whatever's going on. You're not supposed to have your military investigating civilians or the media. That's called tyranny. You know, like when the CIA got caught spying on Congress. But what if you're Ezra Levant of Rebel Media? He's had a big national talk show, been a big national network, very successful, does a lot of great work. Well, he just discovered, we'll have the actual documents, we're breaking them all here today, that Justin Trudeau, the same guy that said that he basically pledged allegiance to the communist dictatorship and admires, quote, dictatorship, hired a U.S. defense contractor to spy on Rebel News. Here's Tucker Carlson talking about what happened to him, then we'll talk to Ezra Levant.
You hear politicians like Tammy Duckworth say that it's unpatriotic to question the Pentagon unless you have served in the military yourself. You haven't earned that right. Really? Can only cops talk about police brutality? If you haven't been elected to office, are you allowed to criticize Congress? They're not making a real argument. They're trying to silence dissent. Not playing along. Sorry. Every American citizen has a right, maybe an obligation, to know what the military they pay for is doing, because our lives may depend on it. Today, the Department of Defense launched a large and coordinated public relations offensive against this show. Pentagon brass issued hostile statements. People in uniform sent out videos on social media. The DOD even issued a news release attacking us. Press Secretary Smites, Fox News host. Smites. Like we're a hostile foreign power. We suspect this is one war they might actually win. They've got a manpower advantage. We could play you a lot of tape from this today. It took up most of their day, and we could marvel over it. Since when does the Pentagon declare war on a domestic news operation? Can't remember that ever happening. But we're not going to do that. We're going to pass. Because this is bigger than a feud with some flack at the Pentagon. This is genuinely worrisome. The Department of Defense has never been more aggressively or openly political. Tonight, there are 2,500 American troops stationed in Afghanistan, and they remain there to prevent the fall of Kabul to extremists. At the same time, there are 5,000 troops in our own capital tonight, also as protection against extremists, meaning people who voted for the losing candidate in the last election. Judging by those numbers, the Pentagon is now twice as focused on controlling our own citizens as it is on controlling the Taliban. Meanwhile, as Lloyd Austin hyperventilates about white supremacy, there are real threats out there.
Wow, so Ezra Levant joins us, rebelnews.com, a good friend of mine, a great guy. And he's now learning that he's under investigation with the Pentagon, defense contractors at the request of Trudeau, who says, quote, he admires the Chinese dictatorship on national TV, and people clap. So he's not a threat, but Ezra Levant is. So what we see is a coming out here of the military forces of the West against journalists. Same thing over in the UK. Ezra Levant, give us the latest on this and break down this story that I know just broke a few hours ago. I appreciate you giving us the quasi-exclusive.
Sure. It started when Rebecca Goolsbee, who's with the U.S. Navy Cyber Intelligence, she contracted a unit at the University of Arkansas in Little Rock to do what they call a cyber forensic analysis of my media company, RebelNews.com. So the U.S. Navy paid money, we don't know how much, to a little unit at the U of Arkansas to do a workup on us. And I read that report, and I'll tell you how I found it in a minute, and they claimed we were engaging in influence operations using deep fake websites. It was absurd. They actually claimed, and you know I'm a pretty conservative guy, Alex. I mean, we...
Sure, let's just be clear. They're not supposed to be looking at journalists. They're not supposed to be looking at Americans or even Canadians. They're not supposed to then put out false reports on us, but that's what's going on.
Yeah, they came up with this bizarre report that claimed we were trying to get Justin Trudeau out to be replaced with a socialist candidate. It's crazy. We're very hostile to the socialists in Canada. That's, you know, so it was really, really weird, this junk report that they wrote, just making up stuff. But the U.S. Navy paid them for it. But then this defense contractor at University of Arkansas, they resold the same info to Trudeau's Canadian Armed Forces. So I don't know what my
rights are. Let me just stop you. That's the answer. Yeah. They want to demonize you to the Canadian Armed Forces because you exposed the Chinese troops secretly training. You exposed Trudeau. You're the main guy doing it. And so they know the troops are patriotic and conservative, so they say you're a commie. But that'll just backfire on them. The troops aren't stupid.
Yeah, I find it very confusing. I don't know what my rights are in America because I'm not an American citizen. Our operations are not in America. We have a lot of viewers in
America. Let's just say this. In any administration, if liberals got spied on by the Pentagon, it would be major congressional hearings, five alarm fires, people pissing themselves.
That's right. So my theory, one of my theories, is that Trudeau, because he didn't want to spy on us directly, my theory is maybe he got someone in the States to spy on us for him.
Well, that's how but it's then, always done. That's how they had the British spy on Trump.
Exactly. But then, bizarrely, the Canadian Armed Forces paid this Arkansas defense contractor for the same work. And then they published it. They actually published their study. And that's how I found out about it. So I never knew I was being spied on by the U.S. Navy. I never knew that the University of Arkansas's defense contractor, their little cell there, was, you know,
and their job was, how do we hurt this great, you know, conservative Jewish man that stands up for everybody's rights? We'll just say he's a commie to the troops. They lied.
Yeah, I mean, it was such a weird allegation. And you know what a deep fake is, Alex? That's these video
forgeries. Yeah, they're accusing you of fake videos, which you've never done.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's some deep fakes out there of Tom Cruise that are really spooky, and I agree that deep fakes pose a challenge to everyone who's trying to make sense of the world. I have no doubt that they'll be used nefariously. We've never made a deep fake in our lives. We don't have the technology.
There are
That's
thousands of
business.
Deep fakes of me on the internet. A deep fake is like famous movies out there with people like Tom Hanks. Where they show him meeting with JFK and it's a fake video. I mean,
right. That's
all that means.
Right, exactly. I mean, I guess it goes back to Forrest Gump. That's what you're talking about. But we've never done that in our lives. So this defense contractor, here's my theory. I mean, and I'm open to new information. I'm being stonewalled. By the way, I phoned the spy master at the U.S. Navy. I left her a message. I sent her an email. I phoned the defense contractor. I sent them an email. They haven't got back to me. I'm not surprised. But I want to ask them, why did you choose me? Why didn't you check your basic facts? And what's the whole game here? Like, we're a fairly small fish in the sea, so to speak, and it's the U.S. Navy. I'm from a landlocked province called Alberta. I don't even have a canoe. Why is the Navy so interested in me? I'm a civilian journalist. Imagine if it became known that the Canadian Armed Forces was snooping around, let's say, Jim Acosta or Anderson Cooper. Or
that would be a huge deal. So stay there. I interrupted a lot, but I brought in key points. We come back, how you discovered this, I can tell you why they're doing it to you, and where all this is going, and par for the course with Justin Trudeau, who will play the clip, not a deep fake, praising Xi Jinping, the most brutal dictatorship in world history. Ezra Levant of RebelNews.com is our guest.
I don't hear the cry.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Emmerich's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the three essential oil, all-natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. Then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Emmerich's Essentials, 50% off and free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have BrainForce Plus Nootropic back in stock. It's 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Term journalist for a national network in Canada, runs an international network, does a lot of great legal work for free speech, a very conservative, respected guy. They know who he is. He's not somebody who just popped up here. has a Pentagon-connected Navy group then tied into the Army and the rest of it, spying on him and creating fake reports on him. And then he asked, what is this? Well, this is propaganda. This is you being set up. And this shows how at the top we have the Confucius Institutes, the Chi-Coms, and the globalists in control. And they are now converting the main military, once Biden got in, it's accelerated, against people that are resisting the takeovers of Canada, the takeovers of the U.S., Australia, you name it. And so the average person in the military is just following orders. They just conduit of money through into the groups who then put out the disinfo. Obviously, the group that funded the U.S. military to do this directed them of where to send the money. So it's also a major money laundering operation. And that's why we're in so much trouble. I remember hearings the last 3 years in the House Armed Services Committee. They would go, well, an example of a Russian agent is Alex Jones. I have no Russian connections. I'm totally patriotic. Not many people probably have family members that actually were involved in Iran-Contra and also things in Europe. Mine was. I mean, actually killing Russians in the 80s. And so it's very insulting. It's like saying, you know, that Superman's with Lex Luthor or something. But that's what they do because it's a foreign takeover. And now the new Secretary of Defense is working with Honore, saying we're going to get the guns. We're going to have war with the gun owners. Just having guns is white supremacism. They're training the military. So they're preparing for a purge. They're preparing for war. And you're one of the main, you say you're small. You're not small. You're huge. You reach tens of millions a week. They know you're exposing Trudeau up there in that desert of information. You're a big oasis, so they're coming after you. So I'm going to shut up now, but just get into how big this is, because this is absolutely huge.
Well, and we wouldn't have found out about it had the same defense contractor not resold the same info to the Canadian Armed Forces, which for some reason published it as a part of a study. So I started following the breadcrumbs back to the University of Arkansas defense contractor and then back to the U.S. Navy. So here's some questions that come to my mind. Who else are they spying on like this? Anyone else in Canada? Are they spying on you, Alex? I think they probably are.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to tell you, this is par for the course for anybody effective, anybody loyal, anybody good.
Yeah.
I mean, if you weren't such a good guy, this wouldn't be happening, buddy. I was about to say, you should expect this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that goes to my next question. How else are they spying? It's one thing for them to, you know, work up reports on my website, but are they actually hacking it? Are they eavesdropping? Are they using human intelligence? Have they sent people in to infiltrate our organization? What else are they doing that I haven't detected? Because I didn't detect the spying on us until the Canadian Armed Forces blabbed in some military journal. The U.S. Navy and the University of Arkansas, they were tight-lipped. It was the Canadian Armed Forces that blabbed about it. So who else are they spying on? Is it Glenn Beck? Did they spy on Rush Limbaugh? How about on, big websites?
Well, let me give you the answer. You saw Psaki a month ago, and then now Biden. They said, we have the Department of Defense and intelligence agencies with laser focus working against right-wingers and Trump supporters. And so, yeah, they're watching everybody.
Here's another question. So how else are they spying? But who is behind it? You've talked about how foreign intelligence agencies are sometimes used to get around ethics or other laws. So, for example, maybe the U.S. Navy was sent against me because Trudeau wanted to insulate himself. Maybe U.K. or Canadian spies are going after Americans again so they don't trip over laws banning a country's military from spying on its own citizens.
Exactly.
It might be that the Navy, U.S. Navy is allowed to spy on me because I'm not an American, and the Canadian Armed Forces are allowed to spy on you because you're not a Canadian. Maybe they're basically log rolling and saying, I'll spy on your guys, you spy on my guys, and we'll pretend it's all kosher. But I guess a big question is, what were they trying to achieve? Were they trying to set the table for wiping us off the internet, deplatforming us by trying to compare us to, I don't know, like a North Korean hacker or an Iranian hacker? There really are bad actors out there in cyberspace. Many of them are Chinese, North Korean, Iranian. There are some Russians too, of course. Were they trying to demonize Rebel News so that we could be swept off the internet and...
Now, wait a minute. You're the guy that got the secret documents that he had secret Chinese troops training and infiltrating your military, and your own military last year was concerned. How dare you? It's not like your prime minister pledged allegiance to the dictatorship. I mean, we have a clip of it. Here it is.
of admiration I actually have for China. Because their basic dictatorship is allowing them to actually turn their economy around on a dime and say, we need to go green as fast as we need to start, investing in solar. I mean, there is a flexibility that I know Stephen Harper must dream about of having a dictatorship that he could do everything he wanted.
By the way, not only is he, and that's not a... That's not a green screen. It's not a deep fake. It's in the National Post. Show that, too. He said that. But they're trying to claim that Ezra's doing that to the military, thinking they're stupid. But let's expand. Even the lie that China's going green faster, they're the worst and aren't even attempting it. Everything, it's incredible. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're so right. You know, I follow the People's Liberation Army. That's the name of the Chinese military and what they call the PLA Navy. And I'm genuinely worried, Alex. Did you know that they're building their fourth aircraft carrier? Now, they're not
They're the biggest navy in the world right now. They're building a giant blue water navy.
Yeah, and they're not yet at full operational capacity. They don't have the decades of experience of the U.S. Navy. But I tell you, the U.S. Navy has some real threats, and they're mainly coming from China. It's insane to me that the U.S. Navy would be focusing its cyber security on peaceful civilian journalists who, by the way...
On a pro-American guy. If anybody ought to have you at the War College, the Naval War College, teaching folks how to be a patriot or how to be effective promoting freedom. They should be promoting freedom. They should be doing what you're doing.
Well, and let me give you an update. You mentioned Trudeau. He has, through his entire career as prime minister, been very pro-China. Quick example. You know the Uyghur Muslim ethnic minority in Western China? There was a vote in Canada's parliament to declare that a genocide. And you can agree or disagree, but there was a vote. Take a stand.
Well, definitely a genocide if anything is.
Yeah, I mean, I think it checks a lot of the legal boxes. So, okay, there's a vote in the parliament, and Trudeau's in the parliament. He refused to show up. His entire cabinet, in Canada, the cabinet is part of the legislature. So
he's a Chi-Com agent that had the U.S. government spy on you because you're over the target. He is an absolute outrage.
Like, literally, a couple of weeks ago, he simply would not cast a vote. He hid. He did not even walk into the chamber to vote yes or no. He didn't even abstain. He literally was absent that day because he didn't want to offend his buddies over in China. And right now, there's two Canadian hostages who were kidnapped off the streets of Beijing, held hostage because Canada arrested the CFO of Huawei to extradite to the States for fraud charges.
Yeah, the daughter of the top general.
Yeah, so right now, China is holding two hostages. They're hostages. They were kidnapped. They're going through a sham trial right now. Trudeau, I wish Trudeau hated them, spied on them, was as rhetorically abusive to the communist Chinese as he is to a law-abiding, patriotic, peaceful civilian.
Well, this is a national scandal. Like I mean, if Nixon got in trouble for breaking into a psychiatrist's office, what should they do for spying on you and then lying about you? And again, folks, this is only the tip of the iceberg. We're not liberals whining, we're victims. Ezra Levant's over the target, so this is a badge of honor, but it's illegal what's happening, and it's very dangerous. And if you think this is the only thing going on, or Tucker Carlson, think again, because as he said, it takes away the resources of dealing with the Red Dragon. Final segment with Ezra Levant ahead. Then, the one, the only, Matt Bracken's got a lot of big news to break today. And when Owen Schroyer takes over at 3 p.m. Central, he's going to open phones up again for medical workers and doctors to tell their horror stories or their glowing reports on the COVID vaccine rollout.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I can tell you something that happened. I don't know. This is like 20-something years ago now. I was covering Operation Urban Warrior where the Marines were training in California for a future gun confiscation under Bill Clinton's orders. Very unconstitutional training they were giving them. But it backfired and made the Marines wake up even better. And so I later had some Navy SEALs and Marines come and show me in my office all this classified video of them with drones following us and then watching us at the hotel, and how it totally woke the military up even more about us being there, saying, what are you doing with role players for gun confiscation? So again, the average military people are some of the best folks out there. But it's the globalists politically in control now. And the reason that Ezra Levant and Rebel Media and InfoWars and others and Tucker Carlson are so important is we're there speaking directly to the military, so it can't be fully taken over by this. And that's why Biden's doing this purge of the military now, where if you were ever pro-America, pro-gun, pro-Trump, well, you're a terrorist. And so that's really where this is all going. There's a fight over our infrastructure, over our institutions. Ezra Levant, you've been making some amazing points. Let's finish up with this, and then let's move forward with any other big issues that are on your radar screen.
Sure. Let's say you wanted to destroy the police in the United States. You could say defund the police and announce your intentions publicly like that. But I think people might rally around the police and say, well, that's not such a good idea. But let's say you want it to actually be effective. Then you would infiltrate the police and have them do things that discredited them in the public eye. You would have them take a knee and debase themselves. You would perhaps send them as lockdown police to abuse civil liberties. And so then you would erode the police support from their own conservative base. So instead of saying, I want to destroy the police by defunding, you would be more clever. You'd put in police chiefs here and there and do things that ordinary conservatives would turn against their own people. You could say the same thing happened to the NFL and NASCAR to make them woke. You know, those used to be conservative institutions. You could say, I'm going to destroy the NFL, or you could just turn it into a woke-a-thon and conservatives
walk away.
The best
way to destroy something is delete it. If you want to destroy it, lead it into destruction.
That's Robert Conquest's third law. The best way to understand any organization is a cabal of its enemies. So, let's apply that to the U.S. military. How do you, that's a very conservative institution, it's a right-wing institution, it's beloved by Americans on the right, it should be beloved by all Americans. Well, if you want to discredit the U.S. military, you make it go after Tucker Carlson with these woke-a-thons, you make them wear high-heeled shoes, you spy on conservatives. So at the very least, you're taking them off their real mission, defending against China, and if any conservatives are paying attention, they start to have doubts and lose respect for the institution. I believe that this is a double win for the left.
Oh, I totally agree. They admit that's their plan. So how do you – I know all these great military people getting out because they know it's happening. At some level, I know it's a hard job. Stay in. Just don't let the commies kick you out and then be there to be a American infiltrator in the system itself. And it, just like the commies infiltrate, we've got to be the agent in place that stays there.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the FBI. What James Comey did to that institution has destroyed it in the eyes of many Americans, not just conservatives. And I think that we need to expose this. I'm going to call it a deep state because it is a kind of deep state within the military. I mean, the U.S. Navy has a $161 billion a year budget. There are so many people working in there.
There are globalist criminal factions hiding within it because Congress doesn't know their ass from a hole in the ground.
Yeah, and by the way, for every person actually sailing on a ship guarding against the People's Liberation Army Navy, there's probably two paper pushers like this would-be spy queen who's going after us. So I think that part of it is just the military-industrial complex, the size of the bureaucracy. I think there's mission creep. I think the long march through the institutions that we've all seen through the universities and the media has happened in the military, too. I think one solution is a James O'Keefe-style, Project Veritas-style expose of what's going on the inside. I think, obviously, that has to be done by Americans in the military.
Exactly. Not exposing the military stuff. It would just have to be the ideology of the people running the operations.
Oh, I'm not talking about exposing national security secrets. I'm talking about the opposite. I'm talking about showing how bureaucrats and politicians within the Navy and elsewhere are hijacking it for partisan purposes. I want to know the scale of it, and I want to challenge.
Well, I can tell you the scale. It's so bad that I have people that have worked there 18 years who have a sister that's a teacher. She now worships Xi Jinping in Minnesota. And actually follows you. And mainline liberals love Xi Jinping. They believe, I mean, it's not just Trudeau on TV saying, I love dictatorship, I love Xi Jinping. It's not just his dad meeting with Mao or Fidel Castro. These people really love it.
Well, you know what? Where's the ACLU? If it was the Young Turks or Jim Acosta or MSNBC or even Ellen or some of the leftists on The View who were spied on, it would be top news, the ACLU, Reporters Without Borders, Amnesty International, all these so-called civil liberties, the Washington Correspondents Group, they would all be freaking out. And with good reason, because the government shouldn't spy on civilian journalists. So it's not just the problem with the military. It's the problem with the so-called civil liberties organizations that are really giving a pass to all this bad behavior.
Well, they all got bought off by Soros the last 10 years.
That's a fact. And they just simply no longer care about freedom in the way they did in the 60s and 70s. I mean, you can say what you like about hippies in the 60s and 70s, but they seemed to actually believe in free speech, restricting police over.
Well, that was because the left was busy taking the system over. Now that they're the system, they don't believe in any of it.
Yeah, you're right. It was all just a temporary phase to get the levers of power, and they don't want those levers of power fettered anymore now that they're the ones wielding them. I think it falls to conservatives to be the new civil liberties promoters. There are a few good guys out there, but they're small in number.
Take Naomi Wolf. She used to advise the Clintons. She came out and said the Democratic Party is pure evil fascism now. It's true.
But, you know, the fact that I knew you were going to mention her, because she's one of so few people you can count them on one hand's fingers, Alex. There should be so many liberals saying that you couldn't even count them or name them all. But they're so few in number. And that's what's so sad, is that the lockdown has taught us that not everyone in Canada, the United States, UK, Australia actually believes in freedom. In fact, most people just go along to get along, and you'd be surprised how quickly they rewire their own minds.
Well, that's right, because they've lived in freedom so long and never been challenged by a Stalin, a Mao, a Hitler, that they literally don't know what's hitting them, but they will soon, because the bottom has fallen out. Ezra Levant, thank you for breaking this big story with us, because I'm like telling my crew, he's coming on. Where's the story on his website? He didn't put it up until right when you came on, so that's at Rebel Media, rebelnews.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Cheers. Take care, my friend.
Well, thank you so much. Well, that is a big badge of honor for him to have Trudeau spying on him through the Pentagon. And, of course, they lie. I mean, who do you think? This isn't the regular Navy. It's not the regular Army wrote those fake reports on him. They conduit out to the little commie organizations at the universities to then create a ridiculous document like that. But at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, truth will win if we stay on air, if we keep fighting, if you keep fighting. It's going to get a lot crazier and a lot worse before it gets better. But in the end, it will get better. He's like, why are they after me? He exposed and foyered the secret documents of tens of thousands of Chinese troops training and the military saying they're spies. Get them out of here. Surprised they didn't kill him. But God is in control, ladies and gentlemen. So we've got Matt Brackett. He's got a bunch of breaking news. He wants the full hour. I'm going to try to give it to him. I got a little bit more news to cover the next 5 minutes, but then he takes over. Please don't forget, you guys are awesome in this fight. Without you, we don't stay on air. And I try to make it easy to support us. Sure, you can make a straight donation at InfoWarsStore.com, and we get 95% of the money instead of half of it or a third of it, depending on the product. But I want you to get products you use regularly, so it's not just like some charity here where you give us a donation, even though you get great response and great news and, you know, somebody that fights for liberty out of it. Go to InfoWarsStore for the mega blowout sale. We had the in-store-wide free shipping, but on a whole bunch of items, all the Emirates Essentials, the deodorant, the essential oils, the great essential oil natural hand sanitizers, the body wash, all of it is 50% off and free shipping on those items. And then we also have Brain Force Plus, the great nootropic. You got to try it for yourself. Good, clean, mental clarity and focus. When I've got to, you know, stay up all night long and coffee ain't working, I pop a couple of those, baby, and it is awesome. BrainForce Plus back in stock, 50% off free shipping. ProstaGuard back in stock, 50% off free shipping. Bazo Beats back in stock, 50% off free shipping. Alpha Power back in stock, 50% off free shipping. Dr. Jones Naturals concentrated charcoal, activated charcoal toothpaste. It's amazing. 50% off. The mouthwash is 50% off. Extra strength krill, Cabachill, and regular shrink, Cabot Shell, 50% off. All Emirates Essentials, 50% off. And that funds this operation. So thank you for keeping us in attack formation. Without you, we are not here. You are beyond essential. You are the fight. You are the war. You are the resistance. That was a powerful 3 hours. Woo! Great job, crew. Hour number 4, straight ahead.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.